Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Will it begin to feel a little bit more like Christmas season, like the holiday season, if Congress takes care of the latest deficit spending, borrowing cap that they have to take care of, be so that the entire nation doesn't default? And will it feel more festive and joyous and happy and basically positive all around the country if the budget-busting Build Back Better bill somehow passes the Congress before Christmas, which is what Chuck Schumer has suggested will happen, a great big, more than $1 trillion, we don't know exactly how much it's going to be, a Christmas present wrapped up in what, a gilt paper? And that's gilt, G-I-L-T, not G-U-I-L-T. But maybe it should be the G-U-I-L-T instead. They're debating this on the Senate floor, and Schumer had this to say about his personal commitment. This is clip 9.
As we begin the first full week in December, full week of December, there is much that the Senate must attend to before we reach the end of the year. First, Senate Democrats remain committed in taking up and passing President Biden's Build Back Better Act before Christmas. As I outlined in a letter to my caucus this morning, Senate Democrats have been working furiously to clear the necessary steps to achieve this goal. As we all know, the reconciliation process is not an easy one. The reason why this timeline is so important is because this legislation is about lowering costs for American families. As we enter the winter months, American families deserve a little extra help affording things like child care and pre-K. They need help lowering costs of things like prescription drugs and making health care more affordable. And families need to know that critical programs like the child tax credit will continue uninterrupted.
Certainly there are families that need help. There's no question about it. Federal government, a vote in the U.S. Senate to borrow more money to provide that help, loading more and more debt onto our grandchildren. Is that what everybody here is looking forward to? I'm not at all sure that that's the case. There is more Schumer from the Senate floor, and here's what he had to say.
Economists across the ideological spectrum have said it will not worsen inflation, something we are seeing happening across the world, not just in the U.S. Here's something just about every American can appreciate. Build Back Better will make it cheaper for parents to raise their kids. For that alone, it's more than worth the effort. By providing the largest investment in child care in American history, Build Back Better will make it so the vast majority of families will pay no more than 7% of their income on child care for kids under 6. That single investment could save parents hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. I think it's a pretty good, big, great deal for American families. It will also help our economy. Everywhere you go, you hear about shortages of labor. One of the main reasons is inadequate child care.
Okay, one of the main reasons, of course, that he won't acknowledge is all of the other, quote, rescue help support that was voted by this Congress and by previous Congresses, even going back to the Trump administration. People were simply getting too much money to stay home. And that's the problem with having basically a roaring economy when it comes to hiring, but not having enough people to hire. Because the idea that it's all about child care, and all of a sudden if the federal government is spending new trillions of dollars on child care, that will take care of the labor shortage. And here is Rob Portman. He will be missed when he leaves the Senate at the it's in 2023. He is his seat is up for re-election this time, and a spirited Republican primary about who the Republican candidate is going to be. But Rob Portman, Republican of Ohio, had this to say about his hopes for the Democrats. Listen.
At a time of record debts and deficit, record deficits, my hope would be that Democrats and the Biden administration have come up with a responsible way to pay for this multi-trillion dollar reconciliation package. Unfortunately, some of us have been arguing for months that this legislation is about as far as responsibly paid for as you can get. One of the primary sources of proposed revenue is a series of tax hikes that, despite what Democrats might say, hits the middle class, hits families in the middle class, hits small businesses the hardest.
Okay, and that is a problem. I mean, the one thing that ought to be clear, and this is clear from the experience with Obamacare, it is not a good thing to have votes and separate debates for these sweeping thousand-page bills that are basically not on one subject at all, that are in a whole range of subjects. I mean, this is an attempt to deal with the problems of illegal immigration, to deal with tax noncompliance, to deal with child care and pre-K and junior college, and basically just everything. It's every grab bag item that the Democrats have talked about for years. And meanwhile, today at least, President Biden and much of the entire Congress of the United States is involved with trying to deal with Russia and a very, very real problem of a breakdown in the international order. We're going to be talking a little bit later to Gordon Chang. People are talking about the possibility, which is horrific and is not outrageous, that Russia, which is massing troops on the border with Ukraine, could coordinate something with China, which has ramped up the pressure on Taiwan. Russia believes that Ukraine is part of Russia and should always be. China believes that Taiwan is part of China and should always be. Now, you can't ignore the fact that both Ukraine and Taiwan are allies with the United States that want to be part of this Western pro-democratic world. And both of them, both those countries, have functioning democracies. Not perfect, but certainly vastly better than anything you see in China or Russia. Here is what the Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said today about the situation in Ukraine. Listen, clip eight, please.
We continue to see a buildup of military, Russian military forces in the areas around eastern, northeastern, and eastern Ukraine, but on obviously in western Russia. This buildup is concerning to us. It is still not entirely clear what Mr. Putin's intentions are. I won't speak for the White House. I think that my colleague at the White House has already spoken to the president's upcoming conversation with President Putin. What we have done here at the department is continue to have conversations with our allies and partners about this situation, sharing with them what we can about what we're seeing, and making sure that they know that our commitment to NATO and to alliance priorities is simply not going to change.
Okay, but that doesn't really apply because Ukraine is not part of NATO. And in fact, part of what Putin wants is a promise it never will be. So what about Xi Jinping? What does he want? We will talk about that with Gordon G. Chang. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And there may be millions and millions of people who are dreaming of a white Christmas. Are there millions and millions of people who are dreaming of the Winter Olympics coming up in Beijing? Again, as you know, if people who listen to this show, I'm not a fan of the Olympics as an institution. And basically to honor an authoritarian regime? Well, okay, the diplomatic boycott? Does it mean anything? What a pleasure to speak to Gordon Chang, who is the author of The Coming Collapse of China and The Great U.S.-China Tech War. He knows about as much about what is actually going on in the Middle Kingdom as anybody. And Gordon, you, by the way, can reach him and read his latest commentary, which is always illuminating, at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. Gordon, Merry Christmas to you and your family.
And Merry Christmas, Michael.
Thank you so much. Okay, we now are not going to be sending any diplomats to the Winter Olympics. Is this a deep wound to the Chinese regime?
It's a deeper wound than most Americans think. And the reason is we live in a democracy, Michael, and our government is legitimate, even if we don't like our president, even if we don't like our mayor. In China, though, any slight to the regime's dignity is considered to be an existential threat. And that's the reason why Beijing has gone into overtime in the propaganda. But this move by the Biden administration is, although in the right direction, is hardly sufficient because China's committing genocide and other crimes against humanity. We know that from Jen Psaki when she announced this yesterday. And this is an attack on civilization. So, yes, don't send our diplomats to the opening ceremony, but we got to do a lot more.
And when you say we've got to do a lot more, one of the fears that everyone has been talking about with the situation in the Ukraine and the president meeting today through the internet with President Putin, there's real speculation of the possibility of a cooperative sort of joint attack on U.S. allies by China and Russia simultaneously. In other words, that they would take a move, the Russians, against Ukraine, which they've always claimed to be part of the irreducible heart of Russia. And the Chinese, who make the same claim about Taiwan, doing the same thing with Taiwan. Is this paranoia, or do you think there's a real possibility of something as serious as that with America's two primary adversaries?
That is a real possibility, Michael, and it's not just China and Russia, and it's not just Taiwan and Ukraine. China could go after India, could go after the Philippines, could go after Japan, as well as Taiwan. North Korea could go after South Korea. Iran could go after Israel, Pakistan after India, Algeria after Morocco. This could be a world aflame. And if something does happen in one of these places, it's a high probability that we will see instability and conflicts break out virtually simultaneously.
Which is a very, very grim prospect. The Chinese, given your what you just mentioned about their concern with prestige and credibility and their position in the world, they wouldn't do anything before the Olympics, would they?
I don't know. I tend to think they wouldn't. These are things where the timing might not be within the control of the regime, or the timing factors might be different in the minds of Chinese leaders than we think. Obviously, the Olympics is one factor inhibiting conflict until after the games are over. But there are other factors that could impel them to move forward, such as regime instability in China. China is on the verge of a debt crisis, which could wipe out the Chinese economy, financial markets, banking system, maybe the political regime. If the regime felt that it was in extremis, they could very well move before February 4th, which is the day of the opening ceremony.
Which is chilling indeed. The debt crisis that they're going through, what's the source of that debt crisis? Simply spending too much by the government, or is it deeper than that?
It was overstimulus by the government. China didn't have a 2008. By the way, China, I think, caused the 2008 downturn with some predatory policies. But China didn't have a 2008 because it overstimulated. And now there's just too much debt. So, for instance, Evergrande, which, by the way, did not pay an $83.5 million coupon by the end of the grace period, which expired yesterday, Evergrande owes somewhere like $305, $310 billion. That's about 3% of China's GDP. It is not the only Chinese property developer to default on bond payments or other obligations. And this is serious because property accounts for something like 25 to 30% of China's gross domestic product. About 70 to 80% of the wealth of the Chinese people are in property, according to Moody's. So essentially, this is an existential crisis for China. And I don't think there's any way they can get beyond it because there's too much debt.
Is there a sense that part of the move, a possible move on Taiwan, would be to take over some of Taiwan's industrial capacity, which apparently is considerable?
Yes. Well, people, when they talk about this possibility, mention chip production, because China produces chips, but they're well behind the curve. Taiwan produces the world's most sophisticated chips. They don't design them. We design them, but we don't make any of them. And so some people speculate, and the speculation goes both ways, Michael. Some people say, well, China will invade Taiwan because it wants TSMC, which is the world's leading chip producer. Other people say China won't invade Taiwan because it would destroy the facilities of TSMC and so therefore isn't going to do it. I don't know whether that is the primary or even a substantial factor in the Chinese calculus. I suspect it isn't. But some people talk about it, so it's something we need to consider.
You were speaking before about the idea of keeping our diplomats at home, rooting for American teams at home in the Beijing Games. And that's not being a sufficient response. What would be? We will get to that. In terms of the sanctions, the military maneuvers, the diplomatic maneuvers that a determined and sharp United States would need to make to protect our interests and our allies. Gordon G. Chang, he's at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter, the author of The Coming Collapse of China. When? We'll get to that coming up.
Michael Medved.
I'm listening to everything you say.
That supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is marking 80 years since a Pearl Harbor attack in Hawaii.
Next thing I knew, a line of bullets were going past me about 15 feet away. And I looked up and I saw the red ball on the fuselage of the airplane. I thought, my God, that's a Japanese plane. That's not our plane.
Herbert Efring speaking there on Fox News. Every year on December 7th, visitors from all over the world gather in Hawaii to honor the service members who were killed, as well as Pearl Harbor survivors and veterans. direct and straightforward. That's how National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is describing President Biden's roughly two-hour video call with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Ukraine. Russia has been building troops on the Ukraine border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, speaking to the incomparable Gordon G. Chang, who keeps his eye on foreign affairs around the globe, but particularly on the crucial Asian continent. He's the author of The Great U.S.-China Tech War and The Coming Collapse of China. Now, Gordon, a lot of people have talked about some of the difficulties, no one more authoritatively than you, of the Chinese regime and some of the challenges it faces for its very survival. And what would be a signal for people who are observing our relationship with China or China's place in the world that there was deep trouble ahead, that the what you call the collapse of China might be imminent?
There are a number of different things that could tell us. One of the things that we don't look at and which we should pay more attention to is what the Chinese regime says, because that shows its state of mind. And right now, they are just going berserk over President Biden's democracy summit, which I think is a good initiative. I don't know if the president has the capacity to make it really work, but it is a good thing to do, and we can see it because China's just going bonkers over it. But the other thing is that, which is, I think, extremely troubling, is that Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, has not left China since the beginning of last year. And that's a real indication that I think he's afraid that if he were to leave, he might not be able to come back. So that's an indication of infighting. And the other things that we should look at are what the Chinese military says about things, because I believe that they've got more political power now than they've had since, let's say, the early 1990s.
Wow. And by the way, Hu Xijin, who's editor-in-chief of the Global Times, said, why the fuss concerning the boycott by diplomats of the Olympic Games? If U.S. officials don't come, let it be. China didn't invite them anyway. Only super narcissistic people, he wrote, will regard their absence as a powerful boycott. Most of those U.S. government officials are close contacts of the COVID-19 patients, according to China Standard, moreover picky and pretentious. You are the people that Beijing residents least want to see. comment?
Hard to comment on that. I mean, if the people who are most concerned about this boycott, you know, we Americans just slough it off. This is not important to us. But for Beijing, it is a matter of extreme importance because this Olympics for them is a question of legitimacy. And we know that because we saw their reaction to the 2008 Summer Games. So Hu Xijin, who is the Global Times editor, and others have just been putting out tweet after tweet, story after story, release after release on both the Democracy Summit and the boycott of the Olympics. So that means that we're getting to them.
Okay. Do you have any perspective? One of the things that's been most surprising in the newspapers recently has been Russia trying to actually develop some kind of common purposes and quasi-alliance with India, which has traditionally kind of indicates that he's trying to counterbalance China, Putin, with using a closer relationship with India. Do you know what's going on there?
There's a lot going on there, but one of the things that we don't talk about is that India was one of the most dismayed nations after the fall of Afghanistan because India had a close relationship with the Afghan government. And what happened is our friends in New Delhi in security circles were just delegitimized. And Russia was making a play saying, well, look, you know, these Americans are terribly incompetent. You can't trust them. You can't deal with them. Deal with us. And remember, all throughout the Cold War, India and the Soviet Union were very close. So this is Moscow taking advantage of a spectacular failure on the part of the Biden administration.
And there's a new headline this week, China hiding missiles for surprise attacks. There's nothing but good news from China, right? China is feared to be hiding missiles in shipping containers as part of a Trojan horse-style plan to launch an attack anywhere in the world. Paranoia or a real fear?
Somewhere in between, I think. I don't actually think that they're doing this, though people who are smarter than I am believe it. But I do believe that China's first moves in a conflict would be devastating. So we would find that our power grids would be taken down, not only by cyber attacks, but also by ethnic Chinese working in our country. Because we know that Beijing works on those people by threatening relatives back home. So we could find, for instance, that all sorts of our infrastructure could go down, sabotaged by the inside. It's difficult for me to say that as someone who's Chinese-American, but we know how this regime works, and they do work on Chinese-Americans for all sorts of purposes, including espionage, and I wouldn't be surprised if they've got plans for sabotage.
Wow, sobering indeed. In the moments left to us, if there were one step that President Biden should take regarding China beyond the diplomatic boycott of the games, what would it be?
Cut trade, cut investment, close the four consulates that remain, strip the embassy staff in Washington down to next to nothing, basically cut all ties. They're exploiting all of these ties to overthrow our government. Until we can be sure that we can handle them, we need to get the Chinese regime out of our country.
That's Gordon G. Chang, and you can find out more information about his work, about his reporting, and something about the future of the ongoing great U.S.-China tech war. which may or may not involve missiles and shipping containers. Gordon G. Chang at Twitter is an easy way to find him. There's also developments in the political front here. A very significant and potentially very bitter Republican primary arising in a crucial state, crucial for actually winning control of the Senate, which the Republican Party desperately wants to do, and also crucial, undoubtedly, in the presidential race that is coming up in 2024. We will talk about that, and we will also go to the charge that the media have been unfair to Joe Biden and treating him even worse than Trump. Some alleged proof on that. We will get to that and to much more. Plus a film, one of those rare films that actually I think earns a 4-star rating. And it's a film about a double love affair. Well, what kind of double love affair? Between someone and her her spouse, and between that same individual and food. We will get to that film and much more coming up on The MedVet Show. 1-800-955-1776.
You're listening to The Mighty Michael MedVet Show.
Knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And on the Michael Medved Show, Georgia is a political hotspot, not just for Republicans, but for the whole country. It was one of the closest states in the recent presidential election. President Biden won the state by just 12,000 votes. Now, that's a huge landslide compared to the way President Bush won Florida in 2000. He won by 523 votes, not 12,000 votes. But in any event, it was very, very close. And now one of the Republicans who lost statewide, not in the November election, but remember, they had a January election where they had the two Senate races where Senator Raphael Warnock and Senator John Ossoff, the two Democrats, actually won, and that gave the Democrats control of the Senate. Now, one of the losers, the incumbent Senator David Perdue, who had been serving and was a good guy, is a mainstream conservative, and he has now entered a primary challenge against a Republican incumbent, Brian Kemp, the governor, and this is another celebrity is already challenging Brian Kemp as a Democrat. That's Stacey Abrams. This is the way that David Perdue announced his candidacy for governor, challenging the incumbent Republican Brian Kemp. This is clip 12. Listen.
I'm David Perdue. I'm running for governor to make sure Stacey Abrams is never governor of Georgia. Make no mistake. Abrams will smile, lie, and cheat to transform Georgia into her radical vision of a state that would look more like California or New York. To fight back, we simply have to be united. Unfortunately, today, we are divided, and Brian Kemp and Brad Raffensperger are to blame. Look, I like Brian. This isn't personal. It's simple. He has failed all of us and cannot win in November. Instead of protecting our elections, he caved to Abrams and cost us two Senate seats, the Senate majority, and gave Joe Biden free rein. Think about how different it would be today if Kemp had fought Abrams first instead of fighting Trump. Kemp caved before the election, and the country is paying the price today. It's time for a change. If our governor was ever going to fight for us, wouldn't he have done it already?
Okay, generally what's interesting about all of this is that before this current confrontation, if anyone had said there was a difference between David Perdue and Brian Kemp would have been identified as far more conservative. He represents a more conservative wing of the Georgia Republican Party. And what's extraordinary here is he blames Governor Kemp for losing the two Senate seats when he was one of the candidates who lost the seat. And the difficulty, frankly, was that President Trump had already lost the election. And the idea that you wanted to continue fighting and fighting and fighting, and he came, and the night before the election, President Trump did a rally with Senator Loeffler and Senator Perdue, and it was clear that he was obsessed with trying to get recounts and to overturn the results in Georgia. When the elected Secretary of State, Republican, loyal Republican, Trump supporter, Brian Kemp was a Trump supporter. The idea that somehow David Perdue is going to advance his own career and bring unity by attacking the sitting governor and blaming him for Trump's defeat and blaming him for... And by the way, even if President Trump, through some miracle or reversal, had carried Georgia, he'd still be at least two states more away from actually winning the election. This was not a one-state electoral victory for President Biden. It was a three states at least, and depending on which states they were. David Perdue was also asked on Fox News why he's running right now. This is clip two.
Well, I got in very simply to stop Stacey Abrams and save our state. It's a sad state that the our sad state of affairs that our current governor has lost the confidence of many Republicans. But I'm excited. This has been a great day since our announcement this morning. This is my first interview. Donald Trump has given us his full endorsement in our campaign.
Okay, the difficulty here is going to be that as if Perdue wins the nomination, and now if Kemp wins the nomination, it will be very hard to have a united and enthusiastic Republican Party. And unfortunately, Stacey Abrams has a just about unanimous Democratic Party support. The basic idea of winning elections is unite your side, divide the opposition. I don't think that that David Perdue and his campaign is playing a positive role in that regard. There's also someone who almost never plays a positive role, who is ready to try to play politics with the school shooting, which has so many horrible details, from Oxford High School in Michigan. And who is it? It's Joy Behar on The View. Who does she blame for the death of those four young people? Tragic death? Listen, this is clip 15.
The Republican Party and their business partners, the NRA, where they sell guns like crazy, are not doing anything. They're not changing any laws.
Yeah.
Grassley last week, instead of retiring, he says we're not going to have background checks. I mean, these people are just out there to preserve this murder and mayhem that we keep seeing on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Okay, they're out there to preserve murder and mayhem? Really? Is that approach going to work for Democrats to rescue their very fragile House and Senate majorities? We shall see. But meanwhile, people may want to take a break and try something almost entirely positive. There's a movie out there that I actually could see with my wife, and she doesn't like many movies, and that we both loved. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
There's a wonderful new documentary about the original celebrity chef that shows her in an intimate and inspiring light. It is called Julia, now playing in theaters.
Cucchini was a world of men. She changed everything.
I'm Julia Child. Welcome to the French Chef.
Now, I'll confess that I have no deep interest in gourmet French food, but this beautifully edited story about the irrepressible cooking teacher and television personality who died at 92 in 2004 offers a satisfying repast even for non-foodies. It's actually a double love story about the main character's romance with cooking and with her brilliant and supportive husband, Paul Child. The film makes a serious case for treating food preparation as an art form and portrays its heroine as a giant beyond her 6'3" height. It's rated PG-13 for some passing references to sex. 4 stars for the powerfully life-affirming Julia. Delicious. It is a beautifully made film, and it's one of those films that, again, regardless of your interest in any kind of food, you feel satisfied afterward and uplifted, which is very unusual in films today. Great documentary. Tomorrow, we're going to be speaking about how is it that 80 years ago today, the Japanese could actually believe that they would defeat the United States. How? Victor David Hansen wrote about that today, and tomorrow he'll be on our show talking about why it was imbecilic strategy, even though it was brilliant tactics, for them to attack at Pearl Harbor. And right now people are talking about a crisis in masculinity. Why? Is it because women are replacing men? No, it's a different kind of replacement theory. Robots are replacing men, particularly in blue-collar jobs. And they're very proud of a special race that they're offering at Stanford University. Masks are required. Clothing is optional. What's the point exactly? That and more controversy about San Francisco undermining cops. That and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance. Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.